Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I am sitting here in the studio having a cup of Just Love coffee, and that's real. I mean, it's kind of cool when you've got folks that are advertising on your show, part of the team, so to speak, and you like what they do. It's not that they're just customers or clients. I literally have clients that I use their stuff. So I'm sitting here drinking Just Love Coffee, and I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe has two great locations for you guys. And the one that I've been to is the one on South Memorial Parkway. Got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu at Just Love Coffee Cafe, on top of which they've also got all the usual, they've got very unusual blends of coffee, great roast you can buy, take some home with you. That's why I've got some here in the studio. And then they've also got all the gourmet blends. You want a macchiato, you want a latte, you want some kind of espresso. If you're one of those folks, just grab it because they got it. Go to two of their locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, Just Love Coffee Cafe. You're going to love it. All right, so listen, I'm going into the triple dipper now. Vaccine madness. I did not say vaccine mandate. I said vaccine madness. It is madness. So, you know, you look at what's happening around the state, and so Governor Ivey issued her executive order the other day. I really wanted that to go well. You look at that and you see things like Governor Greg Abbott or Governor Ron DeSantis or, you know, folks in other states like in Montana, and they're issuing these executive orders, calling their legislature into special session, saying we're going to deal with this, we're going to do all we can to protect our people. And then when you see the mandate from Governor Ivey, you're like, oh good, man, things are happening. Except afterwards you kind of go, huh, well, that sounded good, but what we're not seeing is any real, you know, results, if you will. We're not seeing something that's actually truly helping. All we're seeing is a, if you will, sort of a sentiment as opposed to a an active role. And I say that, I get it. There's fine lines you got to walk, but then you look at the exact same time. So I told you about that story that we broke yesterday here on the news with United Launch Alliance over in Decatur. And by the way, if anybody who represents United Launch Alliance would like to call into the show, I would love to hear from you. Tell me why you are pushing to get ahead of the Biden mandates. Why would you do that? Why would you sacrifice well over 100 workers potentially by the end of this week when you do not have that mandate in place yet? And they're doing it. But United Launch Alliance, that story, so 1819 News, the highlighted document I have with me right now, they put that story out last night, right about the time we were getting off the air. And they pointed out that at the same time as the state of Alabama, through the governor's office, was saying, we are not for mandates, we don't want this, we're going to see that we do everything we can, our attorney general is going to file suit, all of which is good, and I love the fact that our AG is going to file suit, that's a separate topic altogether. At the same time, the state of Alabama had a trailer pulled up there to ULA's parking lot from AIDT, which is what does that stand for? Alabama Industrial Development and Training, I believe. Anyway, AIDT is part of the Department of Commerce. And AIDT, they said, they got called by 1819 News, and they said, yes, that trailer is ours, and in light of current circumstances, we are suspending services until we get further clarification. And that's directly a result of, you know, things happening during the show here yesterday. But it goes on to talk about the fact that ULA workers are definitely losing their jobs. And in the middle of all of this madness, the executive order came out. Well, I would point out this. The caller who called in yesterday, and thank you again for that, William. William called in to talk about what was happening at United Launch Alliance. And he said, just last year, when the pandemic was raging, we were told in writing that we were all essential workers. I mean, they build rockets over there. They were all essential workers, part of the national security interest. And yet, now they're non-essential all of a sudden because Biden has spoken. Not acted, spoken. Well, I want to point out this There's a cool story right now. And I know the reality is it probably won't pass because of the polarized way that the House and the Senate are up in Congress in D.C. But Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, in conjunction with co-sponsor Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, thank you, Senator Tuberville, has just dropped a bill in that would exempt essential workers from firing for having defied any COVID vaccine mandates. Literally, it says in here, the bill would provide for an exemption for all essential workers from COVID vaccine requirements imposed by the federal government. When I first saw that, I thought, oh, don't go down the road of trying to let the government pick winners and losers again. Nope, that's not what she's doing. She's saying that back during the major portions of the pandemic, if an employee or an employee group were named essential by the government, then they are still essential to the government and they cannot be fired. That is righteous. That is irony. That is bringing it back. That is chickens coming home to roost, y'all. And I'm saying right now, she says that we should be celebrating the heroism of essential workers, not punishing them for exercising their individual health freedoms. And we got any number of things happening. Well, that's your Senator Tommy Tuberville co-sponsoring that with our good senator from the North, Marsha Blackburn, literally saying, and it would be folks like United Launch Alliance, if you were told you were essential, if you were told at one point you were essential by your employer or by government, then you're still essential. If this bill was to go through, you'd be allowed an exemption for having been declared essential in the past. I love it. So the executive order's out, right? Surely that'll stop things, right? I mean, the executive order did advise all aspects of the executive branch of state government that they are to comply, right? Well, arguably, the university system would be part of the executive branch. I mean, they're not legislative, right? No. They're not judicial, no. There's only one branch left, that'd be executive, right? Right. So where do their employees fall? Well, they would argue that they're all governed by boards of trustees, yada, 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 which is why I'm sitting here looking at a story, and this one did come from AL.com. Howard Koplowitz on AL.com reported last night, updated at 9:37 p.m., that more than 100 demonstrators were protesting at Toomer's Corner down in Auburn because Auburn University has said, it is moving past the executive order and continuing with its vaccine mandate. I saw a thing, by the way, I think it was, did I see it or Charlene show it to me? Either way, it was on social media last night. Somebody posted a picture of a handmade sign down in Auburn, and it literally said, Auburn doesn't care about you. And it goes on to talk about the vaccine mandates are violations of your freedoms. And the post that I saw said, these are being posted all over the campus. Very interesting. It's not just, by the way, it's not just for employees per se. It's if you're like a graduate student, but you get a stipend from the school, guess what? They count that. You got to get vaccinated. If you're on scholarship and receiving a stipend as part of your scholarship, guess what? They count that. You're called an employee. And so for the purposes of the vaccine mandate, they're making everybody in all of those capacities at Auburn University get the shot, even though arguably they fall into the executive branch of government and the governor has allegedly said, don't do it. They're apparently doing it. Well, she's an Auburn grad. I hope she's calling somebody at the university and saying, what are you doing? I mean, I would hope she is. I hope that Governor Ivey's office is listening right now because you're being openly like having them thumb their nose at you right now. This is like in the public square being shouted down. I mean, Governor, if you're the governor and your executive order means anything at all, somebody in your office is on the phone to Auburn University saying, what are you doing? I'm a longtime alumni. I've been supportive of your university. You have done well in the budgets. Everything's going good for you, and you're going to do this after I issue an executive order? I mean, if I were her, I'd be ticked right now to have my own alma mater defy an executive order and look at the possibility of losing students and losing employees because they want to persist in a vaccine mandate. Well, let's talk about that vaccine mandate. Because I've got an article right here from the Post-Millennial. It says the American Trucking Association, among other business groups, is pleading with President Biden to delay his vaccine mandate. Story came out yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Business groups are asking President Biden to delay the vaccine mandate until after the holiday season. The American Trucking Association, for instance, has already warned the president that a significant number of drivers will quit their jobs. A significant number. They expect upwards of 35% of the members of the American Trucking Association to quit their jobs over the vaccine mandates. Now, I would point out to you, by the way, that there is a bill in the Alabama legislature right now being floated by Representative Richie Horton. I know the bill is flawed. I know the bill has issues. But I also know that when the business community in this state wants to participate in the process and see something good happen, they will work on alternatives. They'll provide input. They will make sure that their lobbyists are working to see that something good gets done while still addressing their issues, right? That happens. Sometimes it's for bad, sometimes it's for good, but I'm just telling you, that happens. Right now, what you're hearing is opposition. You're not hearing any help. You're not hearing about any support in this. And one of the organizations that opposes House Bill 31, opposes Richie Horton, opposes the only bill out there right now that would address the mandates is the Alabama Trucking Association. So, listen, I got friends over there. The Trucking Association, I've been very supportive of their measures in the past very often. I'm typically business friendly when I was a state senator. But you see stuff like this, calling balls and strikes here. If your national association is begging for the mandate to be rescinded, well, you would think that at the very least, back here at home, that the state version of the Trucking Association would be helping the situation as opposed to being one of those who opposes any effort. Because that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing. Yep, I'm going to tell you right now, that kind of speaking out of one side of your mouth and not the other, that's got to go. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break right now. Come back, I got some more vaccine madness. Top of the hour, I got Chairman John Wall from the Alabama Republican Party going to call in. He's actually asking for the legislature, as the chairman of the state Republican Party, he's asking for the legislature to do something. Do something. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, got to tell you about my friends over at Otter Creek Farm. Wow, that place is cool. And I say that because, like I said earlier, the advertising that I do personally like this are all places and people and things that I know and like and use myself. So Charlene and I go out to Otter Creek Farm. I'm just telling you, it's a great place to have an amazing dinner. They do a dinner series that's been cruising through the summer into the early fall. The facilities are amazing. The chefs are incredible. But they've also got, it's a wing shooting destination. You want to go hunt pheasant and quail. They've got the guns, the guides, and the dogs, and they've got everything you need out there. And it's just an amazing spot. They've been featured in Garden and Gun magazine. Donald Trump Jr. came there and stayed overnight for a hunt not long ago. That's how good it is. Check out their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. OtterCreekFarmstead.com. All right, listen, top of the hour, we're going to have John Wall, who's the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and his calls for the legislature to address the questions related to vaccine mandates in Alabama. Now, I got to say this, kudos to State Representative Tommy Haynes, who comes from Jackson County, so he's in our listening area here. But in the Jackson County area, State Rep Tommy Haynes, a very conservative individual, he just basically says Governor Ivey's executive order does not go far enough and says the governor's been bought and paid for by the Business Council of Alabama. Wow. I mean, that's pulling no punches, Tommy. But he did. Story in Yellowhammer News, sitting here holding it in my hand, written by my buddy Jeff Poor, came out just this morning. And Haynes literally slammed the executive order for its lack of language protecting about Alabama workers, it says. Yeah, okay. I mean, he ain't playing. And he took a shot at Ivy by suggesting that her approach to combating the mandate was guided by Alabama's business community. This is what he said. Wow. I'm reading you his quote. He says, Governor Ivy has proven that she is bought and paid for by the Business Council of Alabama, which lobbies strongly against giving people the choice of what goes in their bodies, Haynes declared. It is clear the governor will not stand up for our freedoms and is instead leaving the issue to the court system, a classic rhino move. Wow! Scorched earth! Representative Tommy Haynes, laying it on thick, man. He just called it like he sees it, though. He's representing his folks. He's got people up there probably losing their jobs. And that's just a crying shame. So how's this going to play out, though? I mean, we got several things here. I got three more stories in my hands, one of which is right here in Alabama. So I talked about Auburn a while ago, right? Like, what's up? Auburn just basically dissed the governor, right? Just literally said, oh, yeah, executive order. That's cute. No, we're not doing that. And they just went on about their way and said, no, we're still in. Vaccine mandate. Get your shots by December 8th or you're out of here. Well, the question right now is, what happens to their brand new coach? Now, I'm an Auburn fan. My family, we've been Auburn fans going way back. My granddad literally graduated from Auburn in 1941, got his commission in the Army through the ROTC there, went straight to war. His picture still hangs in Nichols Hall down in Auburn. I'm just telling you, folks, they got to figure out what to do with their coach, Brian Harsin. And they're having a decent season, right? I mean, he's brought a fresh wind to the football team. I'm just saying. Bo Nix is playing like the quarterback we hoped he would be. Just saying. And Brian Harsin declines again to discuss his vaccination status, even as the deadline looms following Auburn University's mandate for its employees, as reported on AL.com. I'm holding it right here in my hot little hands. And I'm looking at this thinking, yeah, that's a big deal. You know, I say on the show all the time, I'm not anti-vax myself. I'm anti-mandate. I am pro-liberty. And I'm not going to tell you whether I've been vaccinated or not because it's nobody else's business but mine and Charlene's, but nobody else's business but ours. Well, Brian Harsin has that exact same approach. Coach Harsin is down there saying, look, he's had COVID. He had to miss 10 days of training camp. He's had COVID, but he is not going to discuss whether he's had a shot or not because he does not believe that's anybody's business but his own. He calls it a personal healthcare decision. And he just says, this is his words. He says, I'm aware of the new policy, Harsin said. I appreciate you, reporters, have to ask the question, understand it, but it doesn't change. He said, I mean, the executive order, all those things, it doesn't change the fact. I'm not going to discuss any individual's decision or status on the vaccine or anyone else's, including my own, like I said before. So what are they going to do if they lose their coach? Or are they really going to lose their coach? I mean, the man's got a 6-year, $31 million contract. What are they going to do? I don't know. But that's part of the vaccine madness that we're in right now. You know, one of these other madnesses is what's happening with New York's Barclays Center and the fact that the New York Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving, one of the best players in the NBA, can't play because they've got a vaccine mandate in his home court area. That's ridiculous. All right, we're going to talk about that more. And after the top of the hour, we'll get back. We'll have John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, talking to us about what he believes the legislature should do and how does he feel about the governor's executive order. Coming back to you, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.